Friday. 1, 2, 3, shoot! My fingers are a pair of scissors. Bob's hand is a piece of paper. I win, I yell. I never win the shoot. I snip the air with my fingers and dance a ridiculous jig, a cross between the moves of Jonathan Papelbon and Elaine Benes. Bob laughs. But the thrill of my unexpected victory is short-lived, stolen by the sight of Charlie now standing in the kitchen without his backpack. The Wii won't save my level. Charlie, what did I tell you to do? I ask. He just looks at me. The strings of my cords wind a little tighter. I told you to bring your backpack in here 20 minutes ago. Had to get to the next level. I grind my teeth. I know if I open my mouth, I'm going to lose it. I'll yell and scare him, or cry and scare Bob, or rant and throw the damn Wii in the trash. Before yesterday, Charlie's inability to listen or follow the simplest instruction annoyed me, but in the typical way that I think most kids annoy most parents. Now, a tidal wave of fear and frustration rises inside me, and I have to fight to contain it, to keep it from spilling out and drowning us all. In the few seconds that I struggle to stay silent, I watch Charlie's eyes become wide and glassy. The fear and frustration must be leaking out of my pores. Bob puts his hands on my shoulders. I'll take care of this. You go, says Bob. I check my watch. If I leave now, I can get to work early, calm and sane. I can even make a few phone calls on the way. I open my mouth and exhale. Thanks, I say, and squeeze his piece of paper hand. I grab my bag, kiss Bob and the kids goodbye, and leave the house alone. It's raw and raining hard outside. Without a hood or an umbrella, I run like hell to the car. But just before I throw myself into the driver's seat, I notice a penny on the ground. I can't resist it. I stop, pick it up, and then duck into the car. Chilly and drenched, I smile as I start the engine. I won the shoot and found a penny. Today must be my lucky day.